Horror Than Horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
What's up, bitches? It's a Saturday after Turkey Day, Black Friday.
Still in a coma.
Accosting old ladies for $2 waffle fucking irons.
I done busted two knuckles on this Black Friday. I scored on a sweet fucking milkshake maker.
Have we not taught you people anything on this show, for God's sake?
Pepper sprays, tasers. God, it's good to be an American.
Brass knuckles.
Fist fights, arrests, old men getting beat with billy clubs.
God's sake, it's madness.
It's that time of year again.
That one lady running around had to go to the hospital, had to have the that American Girl doll surgically removed from her anus.
What would Jesus do for his $200 flat screen TV?
Oh, fuck. I love sake. It, man. Bring it on.
I stayed at home all morning and watch the news reports and internet files of people.
I was cackling over the broad that busted out the pepper spray and sprayed everybody in front of her so she could get to the front of the line at Walmart.
But she got that 360, didn't she? Power
crazy
to the people.
Crackers.
She would have got a fucking comb right in the side of her neck. Pepper spraying my ass.
Oh, good times, good times. But it's been 2 weeks since we've been on the air.
Hey, let's do. That's what we need to do, man. Let's start. Let's make a crazy little horror movie called fucking Black Friday.
The Black Friday Massacre. That's even better.
Cereal, get Walmart to sponsor it. Shit, yeah.
Serial killer just slides in with the crowd and kills people and leaves without any fucking trace. Or
God, you know, if they could make that damn horrible New Year's Evil, you know.
Hey.
I like it, but I like it for the wrong reasons. As a filmmaker, let's admit it. It was poop.
It was a big stomp bubble poo poo poo.
It was poop.
That movie was pretty sour.
But as a fan of bad cinema, it's right up there.
Speaking of bad cinema,
let's get it rolling.
Dino Wolf.
I've watched my fair share this
Dino
last
Wolf
week.
Was good, man.
I enjoyed the I hell out of it.
Dino Wolf.
And give it up for Fred Olenray. He's fucking still making movies.
And they're still entertaining as hell.
Modern
dude.
Day Roger Corman. That's what he is, the modern day
yep,
Roger Corman.
Yep, I love
Corman.
The guy. We should bring him on the show sometime. I know Fred. He's been on Night Watch a couple times. We
yeah,
should
I was
bring him
on. I was actually talking. Well, actually, I talked to him on Facebook about Dino Wolf. And he's like, well, I don't have any way of getting a movie. He goes, call this guy. So I sent the guy a message, and a couple of days later, a copy of Dino Wolf showed up at my house. So I told Fred, thanks for leading me on to that guy. He sent me a copy of Dino Wolf. He goes, what? He goes, fuck. He goes, I did it, and I don't even have a copy of it yet. I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you, Fred.
I better start busting somebody's balls.
You better talk to your people. Anyway, guilty pleasures. I don't know. The Mangler. I got to watch The Mangler.
Oh, man.
With Mr. Robert Englund.
Talk about sour.
Enjoyable. I enjoyed it. It was kooky.
I enjoyed it, too, but it was god-awful.
The end, I was sitting there thinking, dear Lord, am I seeing this for real? Am I watching it? Am I seeing this?
You guys remember the movie Deadline back in the day? It was like an Italian production about this guy. It was like a Stephen King type writer, and he had that big farm machinery. Did you ever see that one, Griff?
Mm-mm.
Took off that's what I thought The Mangler was going to be like, because they got this big piece of farm machinery in there, and it like is possessed, and it chews up people's arms and stuff, and this one's blood spraying everywhere, kids mangled, friggin' goats running around with Satan on their backs. It was a great movie. You ought to check
it out.
The
Italians.
I'll look it for it.
Yeah, it's not available on DVD, unfortunately, and it should be. It's so well made, but that's what you just made me think of when you said The Mangler, because that's what I was expecting, and I got something way different.
Well, I was trying to go.
So is Deadline much better than The Mangler?
Oh, it's great. Deadline is a classic, yeah.
Well, basically what I was doing is I was trying to go through some of my collection.
So he hasn't watched since he bought them 7 years ago? Yeah.
Well, Stephen King movies I'm pretty laxed on. I mean, there's only a few that I have, Silver Bullet and, you know, certain things like that. But
Carrie.
I've kind of gone back in and gotten, like, the lesser known ones. So I was like, The Mangler, you know, I'll watch it, see what it's like. Well, naturally, there's Mangler 2 and Mangler Reborn, so I got them off of Amazon for like a couple bucks a piece. So I watched Mangler 2 the following night, and wow, did it go south fast. Oh, Christ. Has nothing to do with the original Mangler at all. Is actually a name of a virus that the girl puts on her dad, who owns a security company, into the school of privilege that she attends, try to get back because she's against the society and the establishment. So anyway, needless to say, the fucking Mangler virus runs amok and kills people with feet and feet of length of wire.
Good Lord.
It's just silly. For one, there's no tits, no nudity, and no real true gore. Which is...
That's a double whammy right there.
I'm shaking my head like, how do you not have a fucking blonde chick of great breasticle proportions
instant justification
get
as
one
a coaster.
Fucking nipple slip.
Yep. Nip slip or a throat slit. You better have something if you're going to keep it on the shelf.
So then, needless to say, Mangler 3 hasn't made it to the DVD player yet because I'm kind of gun shy after Mangler 2. But
it's like Silent, what is it? Silent Night, Deadly Night, what, part 4 or 5?
The Toy Maker one? Which just, yeah.
It's like, how exactly are you using this name? Are we just milking every last fucking cent out of this movie? Or?
Ooh, milk. Yeah, those get pretty bad. Well, the second Silent Night, Deadly Night was just a fucking, if you haven't ever seen
it's the first one. It's 45 minutes of flashback.
From the original one, so yeah. Basically you're...
Don't even need to bother watching the first one.
Yeah, you just watch the second one, you understand what's going on.
The first one you just need to watch for Quigley anyways.
Yeah. Hell Driver was released.
Yeah, I'm stoked to see that.
Oh,
I gotta pick it up. Sushi Typhoon. That's
yep.
It's a proven product. If I see it on the shelf, I'll buy it.
Actually, they've got what was it? I think it's Mutant Girl Squad, and then the crazy robot.
Robot Geisha and
no, not Robot Geisha. It's the robot where the dude's motorcycle flips into the robot, the kung fu
robot. Yeah. Yeah.
Those come out in 2012. Yeah. So,
well, they're different from the just over the top gore and craziness of the other guys. That Cold Fish, man, I totally dug it. It had the old boy kind of vibe to it.
Well, if people are fans of Tokyo Gore Police or Machine Girl or Machine Gun Girl, then they'll like Hell Driver because it's made by the same people, same production company. Yeah. So, of course, you got the big crazy
meatball machine.
Yeah, the big crazy prosthetic, rubber prosthetics and blood sprays. And how can you not love a fucking samurai sword?
Isn't it just a body part car? Isn't that what it is?
No, that's Mutant Girl Squad.
Oh.
No, Hell Driver is the one where it's the the comet and the ash cloud causes half of Japan to become mutant zombies. And they got the fucking bone tumor things fucking sprouting out their forehead. And so they build this big wall across Japan, and like the normal people live in the south and the zombies people live in the north, and two political sides are fighting that the zombies should be killed, and the other half says no because they're humans, they should be, you know, we need to find a cure. So one guy blows a hole in the wall and the fucking zombies start running amok, and it's glorious.
It's Black Friday in Japan.
Yes. How come we can't make movies like that in the United States? That's what I want.
We're too
know.
Busy standing in line for fucking Walmart to buy our 69-cent toaster.
It's a $2 fucking waffle
Good
maker.
Good Lord.
Just what America needs is get fat on waffles.
I'm saying, let's do it, man. Let's do an over-the-top Black Friday.
Japanese-style
shopping
Black
massacre.
Summer. Well, we got the fucking director.
We got it. Let's do it.
We got our production team.
Do it all crazy, over the top, spastic gore.
Do crazy fucking color schemes like Hobo with a Shotgun.
Christmas lights on everything.
Just take like Sushi Typhoon. And
if we were on the Canadian, we could get the Trailer Park Boys and make them cameo somewhere in it.
A couple. At least. Be a good time. Movie-wise, other than that, it's been kind of slow, really. A lot of work, so...
Man, I went back and watched Mimic again. I read an article on it. I think it was in the new Rue Morgue, I think, had something on it. And went back, and it was one I threw on my shelf. I watched it when it first came out.
Right.
And hadn't threw it in. Man, what a great fucking movie. Big giant cockroach guys running around.
And did you get into any of the other insect movies like Mosquito Man?
A game on any of those. I love any
of those.
Have
you ever seen Mosquito? Oh,
or the hell
big
yes.
Crazy mutant mosquito
shit,
running around?
Yes, all those. I'm watching any of those, man. I've been on that total fly kick. The old ones, the new ones. I watched the Cronenberg one and the second one with Stoltz.
Well, that's like, I pointed out the Arachnid.
Yeah.
And the Spider's Web. Yeah. Just all those big crazy.
What's mutants. The one that Dan Aykroyd's in? He's in another one that's not arachnophobia, but some kind of, I thought it was arachnid.
I think he did one of
I picked it up for like a buck at some clearance bin. It's a turd, but it's got big giant spiders running around
everywhere. Is that the Earth versus the spiders? Winston.
Yeah, that could be it.
Because they did.
It's a turd, but the special effects are
right.
But
they
put
did,
money on it.
They did Teenage Caveman, they did Earth versus the Spider, and I want to say they did, there was like three or four of the old black and white movies that they went in and redid, but Stan Winston went in and did all the creature effects for it.
Right.
And I want to say that there was a couple, it was How to Make a Monster.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't. As good as the other ones. I think the Earth versus the Spider was about the best one.
Yeah, the other one didn't have any big, didn't have any known actors, I don't think. Yeah.
Which was a kind of they were like old, like Columbia movies, I think, at the time. But there was, do you remember any of that, Todd?
Give me a heads up on what we're talking about.
The classic movies that Stan Winston reddid here in the mid-90s.
The Showtime stuff?
Yeah, it was Earth versus the Spider, Teenage Caveman, and...
How to Make a Monster.
How to Make a Monster, and there was one other one, too. But the Spider one was the best one, I think, out of the series. The Caveman was kind of floppy. It was just a big, But yeah, I remember that being a big, crazy transformation.
Has Winston done a Bigfoot? I bet he could have a hell of a good time with a Bigfoot.
I think who did the... special effects for Harry and the Hendersons.
That was Rick Baker.
Baker. Yeah, I don't know. Well, who did? About the closest I ever seen Bigfoot-wise was a fucking abominable.
Stan Winston, I believe, did the Bigfoot for the $6 million man.
Oh. Well, that is untouchable.
And that just came out on DVD. Did you see that, where they released the complete series?
Really? That'd be fun to pick up.
Did they release it legitimately, or is it still that Time Life crap that you can't get?
I think it was a legitimate release.
Really?
Yeah, it just came out like a couple weeks ago.
See, I would pick
but it was
up.
Like a complete series box. I mean, it was.
I saw season one was up there to come out soon.
They should have put it in. They should have put it in a Bigfoot body case. You had to open up Bigfoot.
Fake arm. Yeah, the big box was a Time Life deal, I know. And then there's another one. And then I saw that they're going to do a season one somewhere. I remember seeing something about it. Bastards.
That'd be fun to have those again, man. I haven't seen those forever.
Those are awesome.
I don't know. I have to. Maybe it's listed on my. I've got the releases here for the next couple months. So I don't know if it's in here or not.
Big one coming out. When did you say? January 27th?
Oh, January 24th.
The fucking one of the greatest monster movies ever.
The Deadly Spawn is coming to Blu-ray. Yeah, I was pretty happy. I had to double take when I seen it. I was like, what?
That could be worth getting a Blu-ray for.
If you ain't got a fucking Black Friday, motherfucker, you didn't go get one of them 3 cent.
I stabbed
fucking
an old lady for one, baby. I waited out back and poked him in the head with it.
I poked
a shovel.
In the eye. I took her Blu-ray. Oh, anyway, I guess take a minute for a second. Talk about something I was talking about you earlier today on the phone. Mm-hmm. Todd, how big would you say your movie collection is?
Man, I don't know. I actually.
A couple hundred?
Oh, hell. Dude.
10, 20?
10,000?
If you count, like, if you're counting just DVDs, or are we counting everything from Blu-ray to Laserdisc and everything in between?
Just DVDs and Blu-ray.
Probably about
25,000.
Probably about maybe 7,500, 8,000.
Okay. My collection's not that big. Maybe a couple thousand, maybe. But yours is what?
Mine's not nearly as big as your boys.
Would Todd's probably already aware of it. But anyway, if anybody out there has a smartphone, Droid or an iPhone or anything like that, every once in a while I'll read about something or just stumble upon something. But anyway, I found an app for smartphones. It's called Movie Collector or Movie Collection, and it's by Metosphere. It sells for $3.99, and it's an app that you buy for your phone. Basically, what it does is it allows you to either type in or you can scan the barcode on the back of your DVD or your Blu-ray, and it will automatically start a collection list for you on your phone. And after you scan it in, it doesn't matter if it's a dual disc, a box set, whatever. If it's got a barcode, it'll find it on the internet and pull it up, and it'll give you all the detailed information on what it contains, information on the cover art, the cast, the crew, all that, and it'll list it automatically by alphabetical order. And you can also enter in there if it's a 1 or a 5 or how many times you've watched it, and it will automatically go through and differentiate. You know, if you say, well, give me my top 10 films, it will actually see which of the 10 movies you've watched the most according to the information that you put into it, and it'll segregate all that from everything else. You can cross-reference with your
I'd like to do that
directors.
Yeah, I've been really getting into, I think, where I'm going to start separating everything by director.
But yeah, if anybody's interested in it, check it out. But the cool thing is I was on Facebook yesterday and ran across one from a place called collectors.com, and it's an actual program that you can buy for your computer that does the same thing, which allows you to have it on your laptop or your hard, you know, your desktop or however, whatever system you use. And it will, I think it comes with a scanner that you can plug into your computer and actually use it to scan your DVDs. But they also have it for books, music, and it does the same thing. But, and again, you can cross-reference it with information from IMDb and other sources like that. But it's I want to say, $50 or $60 for the program. But I think it's a one-time-only deal, you know, the updates and stuff like that. But, you know, give it a check, you know, look it up and see if it's something I'm definitely going to look into, because Lord knows I hate fucking just sitting there and typing, writing all that shit down. And
well, that's my problem. I mean, you guys are got much bigger collections than I do, but I'll go on a crazy buying spree and just totally space off that I've picked up copies, and then I'll go and start trying to get everything organized back up and realize I've got three or four copies of the same thing.
And the thing with me is I'll get everything. I used to go to and write down everything on a pad of paper.
Yeah.
And then go back and type it all in to like Word. Well, the thing about it is you get it all typed out.
Yeah.
And then between the time that you started doing it and the time that you finished it, you went out and you bought 20 or 30 new movies.
Right.
And you're like, well, fuck, now I got to go back through and retype it. Well, this way you can just get it.
Yeah, that'd be it. It'd be nice to have it on your. And as soon as you scanned it on there, it would tell you if you've already got it in your collection.
Well, I would imagine it would. I know, on the phone, if I went into like a video store and I picked up, say, The Shining. And I was like, I don't know if I have The Shining or not. Well, the only thing you got to do is you got to open up that program and then just scan it and then just hit the save button and it'll tell you whether or not you have it or not. But it'll come up and say this item has already been saved. You know, so that would tell you right there if you already have it in your collection or not. So
I need that for both my music and my movies.
But and I'm not even for sure if you don't get like a discount. Maybe if you buy two, you might save, you know, rather than buying both separately or however. But definitely something I'm going to be looking into is into getting because if you go to the website, it shows you screenshots of how everything's pulled up. Like right. I said, you can and it's got a huge toolbar at the top, so I imagine it does all kinds of crazy.
Well,
the
aspect of it being able to cross reference while you're looking up one to see if you've got it to. I mean, because I'm getting more and more into where I'm just wanting to grab everything from a director that I'm into, right? You know.
But the thing about it is, too, I would also like for it to maybe, I don't know, it might, I'm not sure, but I'd like for it to say, like, if I typed in The Shining, then maybe it popped up every other issue that's out there. It gives me different covers of, say, you know, Region 2, what it looks like, or the Region 3 stuff.
Or if it got in, I don't know if it does it, you were saying it allows you to do, what's the one that puts the feedback on it where you can rate them that might have something on there where you could have, you know, people that like that recommend this or recommend that.
I don't know if it would allow you to do that because in order to do that, it would have to open it up for people to look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's something that you just want to, I imagine it's just a personal program. It's not something.
Well, you kind of get that when you get onto IMDb, though, don't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, they could have a generalized part on their website
that
people could go in and recommend different stuff.
Yeah, that's a cool program.
And I've been over here doing the research. Did you know Ted Cassidy, who played Lurch, was one of the Bigfoot, and so was Andre the Giant for $6 Million Man?
Yeah, Andre was the main one. He was the first one.
But then I'm like sitting here and actually.
Only fucking Andre the Giant would be able to pick up fucking Lee Majors and toss him around like a rag.
I'm still having a hard time finding out who did the makeup. I kept thinking it was Stan, but it's not really showing me. Ted Cassidy actually played the Sasquatch more times than anyone else.
Really?
But, yeah, Andre was in the first Secret of Bigfoot, which was also a novel in the
Andre UK. was too big to be a fucking Bigfoot.
Probably what it was. I still can't find the makeup. If anyone knows out there,
money
I
to get a
thought
costume,
it was Winston. Man. Let me know if you know the answer, guys.
Hey, we could ask Todd since he's back. It just came up.
What?
See if he'd be interested in doing that movie.
Black Friday.
The Black Friday Massacre.
We could do a Black Friday. Now get this.
Let's do it. Let's do it total gonzo style. Get prepped for it. Next year, we just fucking go handheld style and fucking rampage into there. Get live
footage
of it.
Well, the thing about it is,
that'd be beautiful.
We could set it up like a Japanese movie, you know, with the big crazy blood sprays and over the top.
Oh, that's what I'd do.
You know,
crazy lighting,
guard up, you know, big ray, big fucking
that'd be magical.
Rubber prosthetics, and
I would dig it.
We could do something like that.
We could do it.
It'd be a fucking riot, dude.
Black Friday,
the Black Friday Massacre.
The shopping spree's not the only spree going on tonight.
You're all going down.
You're doing down.
We could like sneak into people's tents in front of the Walmarts and like fucking just hack them to pieces. And
at 10 to midnight. There'll be another beheading.
Turkey's not going to be the only thing carved that day.
Yeah, you could tie in so much great Thanksgiving shit with that. Why doesn't Eli Roth make Thanksgiving, for God's sake?
Because he's busy doing Hostel 3.
He's not doing that, though. He's not the director.
He's got to get it off. He's got to sign the fucking legal paperwork to let the other poor bastards do it. And that takes a lot of time.
I guess it does.
He's got to find the sucker.
As much as I love, as much as I love Thanksgiving, there really does need to be another Thanksgiving fucking butchery.
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown.
That's a butchery. That's a Thanksgiving butchery.
Dead anyway, yeah. Hey.
$6 Million Man comes out 11/29/2011. So it comes out next week, gentlemen.
Oh,
it comes out this Tuesday, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
That means Griff will have it tomorrow.
No, I was never a big fan of Bionic Man.
You got to have the fucking Bigfoot episode, for God's sake.
I think it's
what
a
do you mean you weren't a fan of
watch
fucking
it on
the,
YouTube?
Are you fucking kidding me with Heather Locklear? Get out of here.
Dude, why in the hell do we have a rapper allowed to call himself Lee Majors in a CD called The $6 Million Man?
Only in America, baby.
Dude, that's get a job in a sideshow, you no-talent bastards.
Yeah, but have you seen his live show? He has the fucking laser eye, and Bigfoot comes out, and he fights Bigfoot while he's rapping.
No, because if that really would have happened, you'd have been there and told me all about it.
Bigfoot. Billy likes the Bigfoot.
Billy likes to lick Bigfoot's lolly. I was just never a fan of the $6 Million.
Locklear, dude, are you kidding me?
Heather Locklear wasn't in $6 Million.
I mean, I watched.
Who was? It was Heather.
Lindsay Wagner was the Bionic Woman.
Heather Thomas.
Heather Thomas wasn't in there either. You're thinking of Fall Guy.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, shit.
Fuck.
It's all about.
I thought you were a fan of $6 Million Man.
What is it? I get the blondes confused. Oh, fuck.
Chillerama does come out this week. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
Fall Guy. God damn, I forgot all about that. All I remember is Heather Thomas.
Lord have mercy.
That sweet pickup truck.
Someone's licking lollies, licking lollies, licking lollies.
Did you read the premises on that Chillerama?
Yeah. What'd you think? Tucker and Dale versus Evil is also this week.
I didn't much care for that.
You didn't like Tucker and Dale? I thought you did.
It was all right.
I dug
just...
the gore, but the you can only push the fat guy and the hot chick fucking becoming lovers for so long before you're like, dude, okay.
It was just too much.
There's no way that's going to happen in real life.
Well, to me, it was just too many doo-doo-doo setups. I mean, it was all, them silly rednecks. You know, it was just... It wanted to be something, but then it wanted to be something else.
We like to have our rednecks dastardly.
So, I want my redneck fucking served up fucking wrong turn style. That's what I want.
I want my redneck squealing like a pig.
Did you ever have you watched that yet? Wrong Turn 4?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a beauty?
That's a hoot.
Now that we got Wrong Turn 4, let's have fucking Feast 4. That's what I want.
The thing with Wrong Turn 4, I thought it was pretty fun, and I had a good time with it. But some of that, I'd read that it was not going to have any CGI gore, and it still does.
Oh, it's right. Yeah, a ton in there.
I was like, come on, the third one was ruined by the CGI gore almost. I mean, it was a pretty
decent,
where
did the Feast director go?
Oh, John, he's still around.
He'd be a good
one. We need another Feast 4.
Let's get John
on. Feast 4.
Get on the horn and get John on.
We need the midgets on is what we need, the crazy little fucking...
Oh, boy, that'd never happen.
And the biker chicks.
They know our reputation.
Yeah, but that isn't your ordinary everyday run-of-the-mill midget. I mean,
they'd have to be in.
It's like luchador midgets are totally different
with big giant tripods.
Shut up! I know we just didn't go down that road, but I think we did, ladies and gentlemen. Which means,
belly like the lolly.
It's got the meat lolly.
It's got the meat pop.
Oh.
See, old George Michaels had to cancel his whole tour because he had pneumonia.
Yeah.
He's looking old, dude. He's all gray and decrepit looking now. He's looking like the pedophiliac that he really is inside.
What did you think of Hell Driver?
Hell Driver.
I thought it was pretty brilliant. Again, some of the CGI stuff I didn't care for, but I thought it was overall the ideas.
Yeah,
I mean, that movie's nuts.
That movie, I mean, you could get away with the crazy CGI blood.
In the way he does it, yeah. I mean, there's
the
just so much shit going on.
Those movies are fucking comic books.
Right,
live action
I agree.
Comic
yeah.
books.
And I thought it was better than RoboGeisha. See, I was kind of disappointed in RoboGeisha a little bit.
Have you seen fucking Mutant Girl Squad?
I haven't got, where's it at, man?
They don't come out until the 12/12, but it's
And the other thing that kind of let me down was I thought the Vampire Girl and Frankenstein Girl, even though it was pretty cool and even though I enjoyed it, I felt like it was weaker than Tokyo
Gore Police. The whole blood CGI thing I didn't like.
I don't either.
flopping around. I did pick up Cold Fish, though, and watch it, man. Great. That's a great flick.
I kept telling you to check it out.
I mean, totally different. It's cool that they're kind of expanding out and adding different directors
weird
to it.
Weird stuff, yeah.
But, I mean, that was just such a fucked up movie.
But I would recommend Hell Driver just on the fact that you can buy that sucker as and Walmart is an official sponsor of the film. That's the funniest part. They had no idea what they were getting involved in.
They will now, so though, after the fucking sales of the son of a bitch. Fuck, you can't find it anywhere.
I think it got yanked in some of them.
Imagine that.
Because I know we went to the one over here, and the only thing that they had were the DVDs left. They were.
We should have stopped by up the there before the show and seen if they had them.
That was the one where I...
They didn't have any more?
Michelle grabbed me one Tuesday, and she said that she got the last Blu-ray DVD combo.
Yeah, you can get if you want my DVD out of the combo, you can have it. I got the Blu-ray DVD
oh,
combo.
Oh, you do? Good?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I'll have it for you Tuesday.
Sweet.
I won't have a cover, though.
Bigfoot and fucking Japanese killers, man.
I'll put them
this.
Both in one
be a hell of a fucking whammy there.
Double header.
But they just have, I mean, just nothing over the top. I mean, on their zombie makeup, it's just white face.
It's actually that same stuff we did, Tim, where they took the flour and the water and then they let it crack.
Clack
and then poured they just took the food coloring and water and poured it over to fill in the cracks.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they did. Yeah. Looks just like it.
Well, it's just the way he edits that shit. You don't have long enough to look at anything to critique it.
Well, and that and the big crazy fucking bone fucking tumor. I mean, just, you know, and that's
weird stuff.
You can shoot them directly in the fucking head. Nothing happens. You can whack the head off. Nothing happens. Knock off the tumor and they die. Break. Damn, we got to go to break.
Breaking quick.
All right, we're going to go to break. We'll be back with more festivitals.
What the heck is a festivital?
I'm
scared.
That's that extra testicle we have.
Yeah.
Ah!
Good. Making enemies is good. Yeah.
sure does.
Oh, and we're back smelling the allures of aroma of the in a tub taco.
Oh, there's nothing fucking alluring about in a tub taco piss and shit coming out of your anus, buddy.
It smells like a good time.
You know that fucking wall they built in Japan to keep the lesser half zombies on?
Oh, you know they smell so good while you're eating them.
Poopy pants.
Poopy pants. They don't smell so good coming out. Must be that fucking powdered
cheese.
That could be
our killer's name in Black Friday Massacre. What's Mr. Poopy Pants.
Poopy Pants.
Dispersing the crowd with his
anal
vapors.
He hides in the ring of clothes in the center where he just hides out there and strikes when you come walking by.
That's awesome.
You see a little fucking smoke signal raise.
You know it's got to be a midget, dude. I mean, we know that. First off, baby, slicing Achilles left and right.
Just see a little shadow just kind of run across the fucking floor.
We could probably get that dude from Feast.
The midget?
God dang it, dude. These places drive me nuts. I'm looking at these new releases. Benny in June, Ever After, Girl Next Door, Honeymoon in Vegas. These are all being re-released again. John Tucker Must Die. This is all Blu-ray stuff.
You know what my wife just picked up on Amazon used?
What's that?
Drop Dead Fred.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
You know what that's going for?
I have no idea.
$150.
Why? Dude. Jeez, I have a copy of that.
On DVD. It's going for $150.
But these movies...
She paid $35 for a used Drop
That's awesome.
Dead Fred.
This
used
stuff's like...
on Amazon. It was the cheapest they had. I about lost my mind, and I went on eBay, dude. Sure enough, there was none. It was all...
A guy thing? Really, guys?
Crazy.
Well, the thing about it is, I was telling you today, go online and pull up American Werewolf in London on Amazon to... People are selling it for like $40 a piece.
Yeah.
They're on crack. But my point is, these have already been out before. Why are they putting them out again, and why are they charging $20 a piece?
That's because they're not re-releasing. They're just trying to resell the old stock that didn't sell the first time.
Because the people that just paid $100 for Drop Dead Fred are going to fucking drop $100 to
see it. Well, that's just like Stanley. I got Stanley finally because Code Red put it out. Because apparently at the time, BCI was supposed to be putting it out, but they had defaulted and were going out of business at the time. So like a handful of them actually got out. The BCI copies that have different artwork, there's like $40 or $50 on Amazon. But you can type it in and look down below the one that's selling for $40 or $50. And there's the Code Red version. Selling for, I think I paid $8 or $9 for mine.
Right.
Jeez. And as soon as you put it in and punch play, the fucking BCI logo comes up. So the only thing Code Red did was fucking just repackage the artwork. And it's the same fucking disc. And I'm like, how in the fuck you justify paying $50 for a fucking movie?
Well, what I'm trying to say, though, is that these movies that are being re-released on Blu-ray and new packaging or whatever, it's taken all the steam out of the fact that movies like The Howling... still aren't released on Blu-ray, and we've been waiting for that for a long time. And,
right,
you know, that's a great, great classic movie. That's the part that's... I mean, look at all the great classics. Look, none of the Universal stuff's on Blu-ray. We talked about that on the show before.
Which I don't get at all, because, I mean, how in the fuck, as much as they like to milk shit, you'd think they'd be all over.
I can't understand
And like
it.
You said, unless they're going to do some big, giant box set
right.
just charged
Well, I think what's
out
happening
the
is,
ass for it.
Supposedly, I don't know if there's any truth to this, but I heard, not actually officially from everybody, I kind of read that Guillermo del Toro was kind of fucking around with the idea of doing Frankenstein. Now, I don't know if there's still any truth to that or not, but that's just what I heard. So maybe with that, maybe it'll cause him to re-release all that shit. I would like
or
to
make
see.
Them unavailable and you'll just get the remake. You know. And
but like I said,
versions.
Instead of, like what they did with the legacy boxes where they put all the Frankenstein films in a box and all the things.
Right.
Do it with Blu-ray. Put all the fucking Universal Monster things together. Charge me $250 and call it done.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Zombie 4 After Death on Blu-ray. I just don't get it. I'm trying, gentlemen.
Fucking Tix isn't even out on DVD.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's so frustrating. Let's re-release... Brooke Shields 75 times.
Well,
I wrote to that guy. We're supposed to be getting our discs sometime before 2012.
But the thing about it is, Zombie 4,
that's
where's Zombie 3
4
at?
Weeks away, Todd.
I know.
You know? Why release Zombie 4 before Zombie 3?
It just doesn't. Well, why release The Howling Reborn but not The Howling on right. Blu-ray? Come on.
Well, and some of the
it's
things.
It's got to be all financial, man. I mean, well, it's got to be just a matter of thing, it's the, milking it. You the know, thing it's that pisses me off. Nothing to throw that out on Blu-ray.
The thing that pisses me off on a lot of this shit is it's not even fucking Blu-ray specs.
Right.
They're just taking the fucking DVDs and flipping
well,
them over to Blu-ray.
Well, you'll buy that new fucking 80-inch 1080 and you'll be good to go.
But that doesn't matter if it's not fucking formatted
well,
for
well,
it.
Well, a lot of, like, if it, like for instance, if they do The Howling, it will be. They'll take the HD master
right,
that
they
already did.
But fucking Zombie 4 is not going to be a true fucking Blu-ray. There's no fucking way.
They'll just up-convert it.
Who in the fuck wants to sit down and spend the time on that fucking monster?
Well, unless it just depends on when they mastered it, like it was late enough in the game, they may have went ahead and made an HD master for future use. Some right. of them were doing that. But I don't know if you guys have seen The Basket Case. Man, I couldn't believe the difference in that movie when I saw them.
They cleaned it up a bunch?
Well, they went back to the... See, what happened with Basket Case was it was 16 millimeter, and then they blew it up to 35, and that's the version that's always been released everywhere. He went back to the original 16 and took this Blu-ray off of that instead of using a 35 millimeter blow-up, first generation blow-up. It's unbelievable how amazing it is.
Because so I just watched that last night on VHS. Oh,
God, it's gorgeous, dude. It's gorgeous.
It's a little bit grainy.
That's old school, bitches.
Pulling I'll tell you
out
what.
The VHS tape.
I don't know if you noticed it either, but the Evil Dead 2 25th
yeah,
anniversary
everybody,
version.
Everybody's been telling me it's fucking awesome.
It is really nice.
They just had, the Fright Rag guys were just, I was telling Griff, they announced they're showing a 16 millimeter version of Black Christmas out in New York.
Oh, man.
On the week of Christmas.
Damn.
Did you get Destroy All Monsters?
I can't find it anywhere.
Hastings had it up there.
Did they? Mm-hmm. They have it on Blu-ray?
They had it on Blu-ray and DVD.
I just couldn't find it. When was the last time you saw it there? The time I bought it, bitch.
When was it released? Tuesday?
What was it?
When it went in my basket.
All right. How much? Do you remember how much it was?
I don't think it was that much.
I'll pick it
now,
up.
Now, Godzilla and Megalon comes out
bucks.
This Tuesday.
That's what I heard, yeah. I want that really bad. I've been waiting for a legitimate release.
The ones I'm looking forward to being released is the Synopsis is going to do Twins of Evil and the Hands of the Ripper.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
I saw that.
And May, I know those fucking things will be
beautiful, yeah.
All kinds well, of I'll done up because they did a hell of a job on Vampire Circus.
At my house, I have a 12-inch import from Japan because every time I go to L.A., I go to that jungle, you know, right. that store there. And they had the Jet Jaguar 12-inch figure last time I was there. Shit. I got little ones, and I got that one because I love that figure.
Man, we hit this crazy toy store in Chicago. We were in there called Quake, and he had the original Trilogy of Terror fucking doll still in the box.
Isn't that sweet?
And he was, oh, man, $100. I'm like, oh, Lord.
I'd have had
put
to
it
take
on
that.
The card.
Yep.
Put it on the card.
Kids ain't going to college now.
He had
playing with dolls.
He had just all kinds of crazy
They got that
shit,
Talking
man.
Tina up there at the damn Hastings. Yeah, beautiful. But, gorgeous yeah. quality, man. I wanted that sucker, but I you know what? It was $179 or something, wasn't it? $150 maybe?
I'm not sure.
This guy was cool as hell, man. I kind of went back and forth with him. I probably could have talked him down to $75 because that trilogy was sitting up collecting dust. It'd been up there a while.
Why the hell didn't you get it?
I know, God, dude.
Dang.
I got him. I got his number. I could do it.
No,
we went to that place, and we went to a place called Horribles.
You give me that guy's number, I'll get the thing for the studio. I'll stand it right there next to the dark. Do you guys see your new friend there holding the headphone amp?
How come you didn't get the one of Boba Fett?
Darth's my man. I like Boba, but
did
like
you
Darth.
Did you see they've got Suspiria finally listed as to be in release from Blue Underground?
Yeah, finally.
But no official date on when.
I know. Damn it.
Night Train Murders. The House on Sorority Row? They're releasing that fucking thing again.
Is it on Blu-ray though?
It doesn't say. It just says Scorpion Releasing's doing it on the 24th.
I thought it was supposed to be released on Blu-ray eventually, and I would pick that up. I thought it was a pretty neat movie.
Got another Lethal Ladies collection, too, from Roger Corman coming out. Let's see. Godzilla on Blu-ray. Criterion.
Yep, yep. It's going to be nice. It's going to have finally both versions, because I have a Blu-ray of it, but it's only got the original. It doesn't have the American. It has just the original on it. And the picture quality wasn't the best for Blu-ray, but I'm looking forward to it.
What else? 24th is Deadly Spawn, like we said earlier. It's about it. Nothing really. It's pretty slow. GOG. if anybody likes old 50s robot run amok movies. Did you see the remake in Chopping Mall?
I did not.
Yeah, I just read that today. Chopping Mall.
Why?
I don't know. Fucking yell at me. I ain't fucking zone trooper.
I seen everybody was fired up because that Akira American version they're making is getting Kristen Stewart's going to be in it. And they're just, all the anime freaks are ready just to lose their mind.
Let's see, DEFCON 4 and Hell Comes to Frogtown comes out on the 13th.
On Blu-ray?
On Image, I don't know. It doesn't say. Probably not.
We've already got those from Image before.
Alrighty.
I never picked it. I always liked DEFCON 4, but I never picked it up. Hell Comes to Frogtown, I could kind of do without. But
Roddy Piper and Sandal Bergman?
That's all right.
Big crazy.
I'm not interested in fucking Hell and Frogtown. Just give me DEFCON 4, and that'll be
But there's movie. Crazy frogs running around everywhere.
I like Hell Comes to Frogtown. It's a good movie.
It's a good little caper.
I was friends with the director on that. Before he passed away, I became friends with him, Donald Jackson.
No shit, huh?
Yeah, pretty cool guy.
He touched me.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I did that with my trousers.
Like the director in Clown House, he touched me.
He wanted to be my Frogtown friend.
He wanted to see if I was afraid of his clown. He said it had a big bulbous nose on it, too.
Anybody smart enough to put Sandal Bergman and Roddy Piper together, it's got to be okay.
Sandal Bergman. Oh, I guess we should talk about next week's show.
You better talk about it quick, too, because you're running low on time.
Two minutes.
You got a little more than that, but you better get on.
4 minutes. You have 4 minutes.
How much time we got?
Got about five, so better kick
five
it.
5 minutes. We have 5 minutes. We haven't pimped anything.
Mr. Mike.
You've been unpimpical today.
Mike. Guess who's going to be on the show next week, Todd?
Who's that?
Mr. Fleischer from Red Shirt Pictures is going to be on More Horror Than Horror.
There we go.
You know who he is?
I do.
Good. Do the listeners know who he is?
Why don't you tell them?
Well, I'm sure if anybody has copies of... no, he's not that kind of person.
He's playing
the Rick Roll. If you have a copy of such films as...
Return of the Living Dead.
Return of the Living Dead. Monster Squad. Dawn of the Dead? Was it Dawn of the Dead? I can't remember. Ton of movies. Stepfather 1 and 2, the re-releases.
Ding Dong, You're Dead.
He is pretty much responsible for all of the bonus behind-the-scenes features that are contained on those discs. So I want to have him on the show because without him,
DVD, the icing, so to say, on the big fat cake.
Yeah, he's the guy who puts all the little goodies on there that we all buy.
The little Easter egg basket.
These fucking things for the third and fourth time.
That makes them worth that money.
Sometimes. Sometimes. Sometimes even the extra features don't save the movie.
I had a good time making that movie. We had lots of fun, and we made chicken.
Did you ever get Zombie on Blu-ray, speaking of extras?
Yeah.
Thank God. Now, that's got a ton of extras, man.
I got Zombie on Blu-ray. I picked it up on DVD, and I did the same for House.
What's it?
Have you seen House for a Thousand, or House by the Cemetery?
Gorgeous, man.
Oh, I actually enjoyed watching that movie.
I always loved watching that movie.
Oh.
Did they dub a different voice for Bob?
No, Bob.
But they talk about it. That's the cool part.
Bob's the same. But the thing was,
isn't that the one you were saying the guy had that he breaks out the bat? Isn't that the one where awesome.
He busts the bat out and
see that right there is worth fucking $25.
But glorious. I mean, you're just sitting there watching. You're sitting there going,
"That's got some fucking ooey, beautiful. That's got some ooey gooey gore in it too."
But that's Blue Underground, dude. And they don't skimp on the shit when it comes to their movies. I mean, they usually do. Is the Zombie as good looking as the House by the Cemetery?
Oh, man, it's gorgeous, dude.
Is it?
Yeah, but Zombie don't touch House by the Cemetery. I don't care who you are.
Zombie's slow in parts.
I love everything about all those movies. I don't care.
It's just got that drag to it where you're just like...
House by the Cemetery gets rolling, boy, that's a fucking...
And the thing boils down to it is... The kid dies. You know the kid's dead. That's the best thing about it is it's like, oh, yep, Bob's gone.
Bob's dead.
See, Bob?
What about Bob?
No more Bob.
Bob got done. Yeah,
Bob's a ghost now. Bob gets to live in the Bob gets to live in the picture.
Bob's in the basement. Throw Bob in the basement.
But yeah, that movie's a beauty, and on fucking Blu-ray. Oh, it's good. It's good. It's good.
Yeah, I might break down and buy me a new TV this week.
Man, wanna play Blu-rays?
Awesome. I'd be proud of you. I'd be mighty proud.
Big giant TV with some fucked up surround sound.
Then you'll be like, fucking shit, gotta buy us some Blu-ray. 15,
I'm gonna give me some 15-inch subs and put them underneath the bed.
You'll be a victim of Amazon after that. Be on Amazon.
What's
looking
on
up Blu-ray.
My Blu-ray list this week, boys and girls?
Oh, good times.
Great oldies.
Clerks on Blu-ray. I gotta have it.
No, you don't. You don't need Clerks on Blu-ray.
Try not to suck any dicks on your way to work today.
That is funny. You guys are just harsh.
Kind of mellow.
I know. You guys too are kind of mellow. What's
too much
going on here?
Turkey. We're all fucking wore out from Black Friday. Watching those news clips just kind of tucker me out.
I've been up since 9 o'clock last night.
I was in line at 6 o'clock last Saturday.
Why don't you know? And I always bitch about them every year, and I never just go down and torment them. You know, what do the people want?
Well, I think I'm going to go leave and take a piss. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
We could load up one of them sewer trucks and just hose them bitches down out in the parking lot.
Be like the Vietnam protests in the 60s all over again. See how far you can blow them down the
parking
lot.
Well, did you hear about the occupiers? We're supposed to be doing the flash mobs all over the place. Uh-uh. Yeah, they were supposed to be going there getting shit rolling.
They're too busy waiting in line at the fucking store.
Get their turkey.
That's funny.
Good times.
All righty. Well, we got to wrap it up. Todd's giving
next
me
week,
the whirly bird.
It'll be a hot one.
Yes. So tune in. It might even be a two-parter. Depends on how much
coffee we
get. How much time we get and how much information we can pull. So
be a hoot.
Until then, visit us on jackaloperadio.com. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
More horror than horror! Tim, what are you doing? That's kind of scaring me.
Wax on, wax off.
I want to get a video of that and post it. Isn't that hilarious? Bob. Dude, we're going to paint his freaking beard white and make him a Santa Claus. Bob.
I tried the one. Podcast.